Republicans Launch New Jersey, Virginia Ad Campaign Hammering Cancel Culture. By Jacob Bliss on April 14, 2021. The Republican State Leadership Committee, RSLC, will launch a five-figure digital ad buy in New Jersey and Virginia this week, highlighting the detrimental effects of left-wing cancel culture on communities across the country. A new digital ad, Hardest Hit, will highlight what the RSLC believes to be the hypocrisy and self-defeating result of the Democrats' cancel culture crusade. The five-figure ad buy will run in multiple targeted districts in each state. According to their press release, this will be the first paid media initiative from the RSLC state ahead of their 2021 legislative elections. The 30-second ad will emphasize Democrat lies about Georgia election integrity laws, which Democrats then use to pressure businesses to take action against the laws. Ultimately, Major League Baseball, MLB, moved its 2021 All-Star Game from Atlanta to Colorado. This decision will cause companies in the mostly minority community to lose roughly $100 million in revenue. The ad also points out how the left claims they are champions of the minority communities. The RSLC is trying to persuade New Jerseyans and Virginians to reject Democrats at the polls in November. The transcript reads as: Narrator, a great American pastime. The left took our game and weaponized it. News Anchor 1, Audio, pulling its All-Star game out of the Atlanta Braves stadium. News Anchor 2, Audio, the state could lose more than $100 million. News Anchor 3, Audio, simply crushing. Narrator, who was hardest hit? The concession stand worker planning on overtime. The hotel staff expecting full capacity. The small businesses doing everything they can to survive a pandemic. We must end the cancel culture madness. The left canceled our jobs. They are coming for yours next. Democrats claim to be the ultimate defenders of minority communities, but their willingness to trample on Atlanta's economy to advance their partisan political agenda shows their true colors, RSLC President D. Duncan said, adding that, now that the woke cancel culture mob knows it can get its way by peddling lies and threatening the economic well-being of anyone that disagrees with him, there is no telling whose livelihood will be next. Duncan said voters in states where the ad will be running were watching what happened in Georgia and know that state Republicans are their only line of defense against the Democrats' cancel culture hypocrisy.